Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
Folks, we've been telling you about Biden and preparing his, well, domestic army, if you will, his sleeper cells. Listen to this.
Well, the Biden administration has just gone fully satanic with their latest move to mobilize an entire army of domestic, non-religious, anti-God atheists. No joke. And it comes in the form of grant money that the administration is offering to these atheist and non-religious groups in order to, of course, help aid Democrats in the November 2022 election. And your taxpaying dollars are funding it. I can't even tell you how corrupt and illegal this is. Take a look at what I'm talking about. We're going to go straight to the State Department website here, U.S. Department of State, DRLFY20IRF, promoting and defending religious freedom inclusive of atheists, humanists, non-practicing, and non-affiliated individuals. It goes on to expand a little bit more on this as you scroll down. And as you can see here, there is $500,000 up for the taking. Now, it goes on to describe it. It says the U.S. Department of State Bureau of Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor, DRL, announces an open competition for organizations interested in submitting applications for projects that support religious freedom globally. But more specifically, this only applies to, well, those listed above: atheist, humanist, non-practicing, and non-affiliated individuals. It goes on to discuss exactly what the program activities can include. And here's some of the things that it includes. Number one, creating or strengthening networks of advocates for the diverse communities of atheist, humanist, non-practicing, and non-affiliated individuals of all religious communities in targeted countries. In other words, atheism is a religion, but I digress. Strengthening the capacity of organizations representing diverse communities of atheists, humanists, non-practicing, and non-affiliated individuals of all religious communities to advocate for their rights to political, legal, and societal leaders. Capacity building activities may include improving management structure, public engagement skills, legal rights advocacy, digital security, physical security, psychological support, and coalition building techniques for these groups, regardless of faith affiliation. In other words, it's only for non-religious, which atheist is religious, but I digress. Here they are using your money. I am livid about this. Using your taxpaying dollars. Here's some money for you to, in their own words, advocate your religion of non-religion. Now, why would the Biden administration be interested in that? Well, probably because a lot of his base are the atheist, non-religious type. Kind of seems a bit one-sided grant-wise now, doesn't it? Let's build our base and promote advocacy for Democrats through getting people to not be religious. In other words, screw Christianity and Catholicism and Jews and Muslims and every other planet on the world, but let's embrace atheism because it builds the Democrat Party. And here's one of the groups that took the challenge and is going for the bait and the money here. And this is on religiousnews.com. Humanists for Biden-Harris to mobilize the non... Oh, they admitted it. To mobilize... There it is. Thank you for being honest. The group hopes to reach atheists, agnostics, and other religious unaffiliated voters who make up the largest belief group in the Democratic Party. Amen. Thank you for admitting it. And by the way, there's a couple of Republicans, there should be a whole heck of a lot more that have an issue with this, but I'll get into that. Here's what it states. It says a new group is launching an effort to court non-religious voters for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, hoping to mobilize a fast-growing and deeply liberal community that benefits Democrats in November. The Humanist for Biden group, a project of Secular Democrats for America, unveiled its plans on Monday. The group is chaired by Greg Epstein, the humanist chaplain at Harvard University and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. And here's a statement that Epstein said, the humanist and non-religious community is poised to be a very significant part of the presidential election in that we represent maybe 30% or so of Democratic voters, Epstein told Religious News Service. Here. Hey. Well, at least they know exactly what's going on. Yeah, says Epstein. We're going to take this challenge on. This is great. Gets more votes for the Democrats. After all, there's a November election coming up, not to mention 2024. Very one-sided. Wow. I'm not an atheist. If you are, more power to you. That's between you and the Lord. But I think it takes a lot to become an atheist, to believe nothing and we came out of goo. It's a religion in and of itself. Whether or not you agree with me is fine. That's my personal opinion. I'm a Christian. I believe in Jesus Christ, and I think we'll all have to answer to God. But this is downright evil. What Biden is doing, he's saying, we're going to promote one religion, atheism and secularism and no religion over everything else. And hey, we're going to give you some of that taxpaying dollars to do that. If you are any religion outside of that, Christian, Catholic, Muslim, whatever, this should enrage you. And here's the group that is taking on the challenge, at least one of them. I'm sure there's more. Secular Democrats of America. Humanists for Biden, a Secular Democrats of America initiative. And you can see some of their announcements here. And one of the announcements here is by Greg Epstein. Here is announcing Humanists for Biden. And here's what he says. Humanist chaplain at Harvard and MIT, the same guy as earlier. And he says this. At a time when the fastest growing faith group in the U.S. is people with no religious affiliation, we are delighted to announce an initiative of non-religious people, humanists, atheists, agnostics, and others. I'm proud to stand with the Biden-Harris campaign standing together. Want a little bit of more information about this group? Check it out on their About page. Secular Democrats of America is a federal political action committee. Whoa. That represents just Democrat individuals, the secular Democrat individuals and organizations. And you know what? There are Republicans out there who are also atheists. It just makes more of the Democrat base. But see how this is all Democrat aimed? This entire group fully focusing on Democrats and Democrats alone to get people more Democrat, people to be more Democrats. The problem I really have with it is he's using our money to do it and creating an army of literal atheists to promote an anti-God message. But it goes on. We advocate for secular government, promote respect and inclusion of non-religious Americans, and mobilize non-religious voters. We support and empower our members with the resource, training, and support network that they need to make an impact. Very anti-God movement. Notice they didn't say inclusion of religious. No, it's just about one-sided politics as usual. Pretty crappy for a man who campaigned on unity, right? But he's getting desperate. Thankfully, some House representatives took note and are asking about this, and I don't know the response they've received. The problem is, it should be all of our Republican, all of them, all of those in Congress, and it's only 14. That ticks me off. Here it is. FoxNews.com. House Republicans demand answers from Biden administration over grants to promote atheism worldwide. Yes, that's worldwide. It goes on. Several House Republicans are demanding answers from Biden regarding a grant program the Republicans say will promote atheism worldwide. And it's that exact program that I just pointed out to you a minute ago. But here it is. Let's go to the letter that was penned by Jim Banks and 14. I'm really disappointed by that. I am really livid right now. 14 of them. And that's it. And by the way, it's just a letter. Don't we need a little more than that? This program should stop, and it should stop immediately. It's not fair. You can't say we're going to promote one religion and not the other. But it's only to this side that advances the Democrat agenda. But here it is, and here's the letter, and I want to show you, you can see the very top of this, but I want to hone in on some areas, and here's what it says. Dear President Biden and Secretary Blinken, we are writing to express our grave concern that the State Department is using appropriated funds to support atheism and radical progressive orthodoxy across the world. It goes on to be clear. Atheism and humanism are official belief systems. See, they agree with me. As an initial matter, therefore, we would like to know what other U.S. government programs supported with appropriated funds are being used either to encourage, inoculate, or to disparage any official belief system, atheist, humanist, Christian, Muslim, or otherwise. It is one thing for the department to be tolerant and respectful of a wide range of belief systems, and to encourage governments to respect religious freedom interests of their citizens. It is quite another for the United States government to work actively to empower, which is what they're doing, atheists, humanists, non-practicing, and non-affiliated in public decision-making. Any such program for any religiously identifiable group in the U.S. would be unconstitutional. In addition to its constitutionality, legal foundations, we also question how such a grant or cooperative agreement program advances the foreign policy interests of the U.S. Good question. Were such programs known by the citizens of the targeted country, would we expect that local populations, interest groups, and governments would bristle at what any objective observer would see as a covert funding of a foreign power designed to shatter local religious and cultural relations? These are really, really, really good questions here, but it goes on. And it says this, and it says, Americans rightly discern this as a part of a broader effort on the part of your administration to promote radical, progressive orthodoxy abroad. Atheism is an integral part of the belief system of Marxism and communism. Yeah, exactly. That's how we get a lot of communists, is through an anti-God message. But they go on to ask all these questions of the president, of Blinken, and wanting to know more information. Quite frankly, they need to sue, and they need to do a whole lot more. And that was, I am, there's some things I want to say, but just get to restrictedrepublic.com, by the way, if you want to hear more on all of that. But with that, I'm just livid. This is promoting a very anti-God message, and it's an army that he's creating, an entire legion army to promote an anti-God message, which ultimately lead, I guess, to more Democratic voters, as you saw the Chaplain Epstein clearly point out. Anyhow, our taxpayer funding dollars should not be going to that whatsoever. Anyhow, I love all of you. Please don't forget to check out my partner at getthetea.com/Lisa. This is an amazing deal, by the way. Right now, he has the bee pollen, which is Mother Nature's immune system report, if you will. And it comes in conjunction with Get the Tea, the Super Strength 3, one of my favorite. Or you can also do it with the apple cider vinegar there, plus as an option as well. But right now, you can also get free shipping. Use the coupon code LISAJULY. All one word, and you can get free shipping on the website.
All righty, we're back. And you know what? When you're talking about atheism, you know what God has said? He that says there is no God is a
fool.
So they're talking about the language of fools.
Yes.
Right? Joe Biden is not only a fool. Joe Biden purposely, he's made a profession of faith as a Catholic all of this time. And, you know, this in Scripture, God chastises some where he says, don't ever invoke his name again. Don't invoke his name because they were so corrupted. Joe Biden is there. Joe Biden is a wicked and totally corrupt man. Senator Ron Johnson says evidence shows Biden crime family to be involved in a global sex scandal. We've known that. We've been talking about that. Joe Biden has done everything he can to open the doors. Here, I have, not only that, but I have a picture right there of Hunter Biden, and is such a sicko. He has pictures of himself with Russian prostitutes there. And not only that, but there were some where he was with 13-year-old, naked 13-year-old Chinese girls.
Yeah, that was in China, yeah.
Now here, Joe Obama Biden, wired Hunter $100,000 in December of 2018 and in January 2019 to pay his prostitution bills. Yeah. Now, I mean, that's an amazing thing, right? He also paid an additional $30,000 to a Russian prostitution ring. Now here, a 2020 Senate report proves Hunter Biden made payments to hookers overseas. Hunter Biden paid non-resident women who were nationals of Russia or other Eastern Europe countries. And records note that some of these transactions are leaked to an Eastern European human trafficking ring. A human trafficking ring. All right. You know what we're going to do? We're going to open the phone lines tonight early and take calls. So the phone lines are now open. We'll see how quick it takes Clifford to get here.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
obvious. Okay. Clifford standing by. Okay. Randy just put 20 bucks on Clifford. Okay.
On the nose.
Right on the nose. Clifford by a nose. All right. Anyhow. Google announces plans to aid and abet criminals who search for illegal access to abortion. Well, there you go. That Google is, again, a part of this. They're the death culture. There's not enough blood running through the veins of innocent children to quench the thirst of these animals. These are bloodthirsty animals, these people. They're bloodthirsty animals. All right. My gosh, look at that. Coaches and Coach Beat. Well, there you go. He's kind of athletic. Coach Beat Clifford. Okay, Coach, you're in the air.
God bless you, Pastor Sanders, Lisa, Randy, and Keith Davey. God bless you.
Coach, how you doing? Thank you.
Hey, bless you, Coach. Good to hear you.
Yeah, good to hear you.
Well, same here to hear you guys, boys. Great show tonight, as always, on What's Right, What's Left. The voice of the Christian resistance.
Amen.
Randy, I'm setting up a special roundtable on the fire where I'm inviting you, Hal, and Pastor Sanders and my pastor, Mark Valenti, for a special. So I'm going to line that up and get a hold of you guys.
All right. Sound good. I'm coming.
Now, before I get off, here's what I want to say. Keith, when you go to that meeting and the people of Lakewood, there's a question that when I sat in Pastor Sanders for the past 15 years when he was out of town and hosted the show with Joe Larson, Cliff Parks, and the rest of them, I would always ask this question, open the phone lines, and say, I want somebody to tell me this. What crime did that little boy or girl commit in its mother's womb to get the death penalty?
Yes.
And I never had one person call in and give me a read.
Give me an answer. Right. I like it.
They've never answered that.
I'll ask that Monday night, Coach.
God bless you. And then make sure you look in their pupils and watch them dilate, just like the FBI does when they interrogate people. They watch for those pupils to dilate. And, yes, we are in a communist, Marxist, socialist government. We see the evil, the perversion. I've got a whole portfolio for years of editorials that was printed in the Gazette. They no longer print mine. I wonder why. Because I'm against the LGBT, the abortionists, the home, and all the communists. They no longer print it. But I want to say to you folks here tonight and everybody listening, if you do not believe that we're on our last chapter of our founding fathers' government and Christian America, you're brain dead. You need to get on your knees and you need to get active and stand up. Right, gentlemen?
Right.
Absolutely.
Yes. Keep fighting the fight, Coach.
God bless you. I love you.
God bless you. Thank you.
I love the show. God bless.
God bless. All right. You know, it took up Twitter 15 seconds to ban me. 15. That had to be a new record. Okay.
Jeez.
All right. Let us go to Minnesota. Let's talk to John out in Minnesota.
Hey, guys. I hope you're doing well. I assume you are. I have a question for you about the new DVD that's coming out on Salem. It's on Michelle Obama. Have you heard of that one?
Mm-hmm. We did stuff like that back in 2008.
Yeah, 2024. I think it's 2024 Michelle Obama.
Oh, but no, that's a different one. Yeah, okay, yeah.
They say it's just incredible. It's got rave reviews already. It's on pre-order right now, but he's making the claim that she's going to run for president in 2024. Joel Gilbert did the movie. He's a fantastic.
I know Joel. I've had him on here several times. Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay. Great. Yeah, and he's you should get him on now because I'm sure he's promoting it. And Salem is got it on pre-order now. I think it just went on pre-order.
All right, I'll have to remember. Maybe I'll contact them tomorrow and order some.
Yeah, that's great. And then, you've heard that she has quite the history, and he goes into her education, her mentors, like the lady that was involved in the weather underground bombing, you know, that Dorn lady.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's bringing back a lot of history and. Arguing that she's going to run for president.
Well, they've got to do something. They can't do, you know.
Yeah.
Joe can't make it, and Kamala Harris, that woman is a dingbat of dingbats, okay? And little Peter Buttigieg, you know, with his husband, you know, he's not going to make it either. And so.
Yeah.
And of course, Pocahontas, I don't think so.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Crazy Bernie, no relation to me, okay?
Yeah, I know. You don't want that either.
Yep.
I have a question about the order for the 2,000 mules, which is also Salem Media. So if we send $60, like by email, if I did that by... You know,
you're better to send it. If you could in a check or a letter, or you're better to. How else do they do that? You mean like PayPal or whatever, or credit card?
PayPal and debit card, yeah. And then attach a note, like or something.
It would be better if you sent a check or money order, and we have an address.
Yes,
we have an address on there that we can read and send back. You wouldn't believe what we have. That would be better. I think you would. We get. Okay. Let me tell you this. Okay, we get sometimes 600 to 800 emails a day. Okay, that's a day.
Yeah.
From the time we've been on this radio program right now. On my phone, I've probably gotten 200 emails by the time I've been here today. And I can't find those. I mean, we look through them, and I have people going through all of these emails, but it's much easier if we get an actual letter, and I hand it to Little Lisa, and she opens it up, and then she just takes it and makes sure that it gets mailed right away, right down to the post office, right?
Lisa's great. She's helped us many times.
Yeah.
So, praise the Lord for that. All right. Thank you so much. I will do that. I'll send a check then.
That'll help. That would work better.
Thank you.
Joey in Dallas.
How you doing this evening, Pastor Ernie?
I'm doing okay. Joey, how are you?
Oh, not too bad. I was just listening to your show earlier, and I heard y'all talking about Hunter Biden and all the money that Obama and Biden had sent him and all the corruption with our government and everything. And I just got a question for you. Hopefully you can answer it for me.
Sure. Go ahead.
And I'm just wondering all that they have Hunter doing, all this backdoor dealing. And I mean, obviously everything he's done is illegal, both by American law and international law. I'm just trying to figure out how have these people not been arrested and prosecuted yet?
Here's how they haven't been arrested or prosecuted. We don't have an independent Department of Justice. We don't have
Okay, abomination when he was in started, and we told you for 8 years straight. We told you, you see what he's doing now, okay? Abomination, totally, completely corrupted these agencies. The FBI used to fight communism. Today, the FBI is a part of communism. The CIA, they've always been bad. They've been corrupt forever. But so in order to do that, you have to have a Department of Justice that would prosecute. That's why when you had, and which we told you would happen in the election in 2020, when you had election fraud unprecedented, all of the evidence we had, I mean evidence everywhere of election fraud, the courts refused to look at the evidence. They said, no, we're not going to do our job. There's too much pressure out there. There's too much pressure on us. And so that's why he's getting away with this, because we don't have... Merrick Garland is a dirty cop. Merrick Garland, listen, he would be hard-pressed to be able to prosecute someone that is more crooked than himself. There you go. I mean, that's where we're at. That's the answer to your question.
So as a pastor then, would you say that with everything going on in the world, I mean, not just with our government, but with governments all over the world, would you say that we're entering into the book of Revelation?
We're not quite there yet. Where we are at are the days of sorrow. You're going to find we're in Matthew chapter 24, okay? Now, the last two churches that were prevalent prior to the rapture of the church would be the Church of Philadelphia, which is the fundamentalist Bible-believing church, the true church, the ones that, the remnant that have held to the Word of God, and then the Church of Laodicea, which is the prosperity church, the name it, claim it, grab it, and stab it, along with the apostate church. Okay, those were there right now. We're there right now. So you're seeing, as in 2 Timothy chapter 3, he makes a very exclusive where he says, in the last days, where prior to that, in other passages, referred to as the end times or the later days, but there it's very specific, the last days. And then he gives a litany of the characteristics and the attributes of the people at that time, which were there, were exactly there. It couldn't be more precise than it is. And so God's return, the rapture of the church will happen, and I think we're very, very close to that happening. But, that's where we're at. We're not quite in the book of Revelation yet. That starts in Revelation chapter 4 when the church is taken out. That's when the rapture takes place, when the church is taken out. That's when we get into the book of Revelation. So, there you go. We got to move on. Let's go to Cliff. Cliff, you're in the air.
Just commenting on the atheists. I was listening to an episode of Tinfoil Hat with Sam Tripoli, episode 584 on Illuminati numbers with Zachary Kay. And he talks about event 201, and then he points out all these different ways in which the number 201 is showing up in this crowd. And that, to me, indicates that they're working with entities or demons, that you wouldn't be able to do this without doing it. But one other interesting thing within that particular podcast, they said there was a veggie burger, June 28th, that tastes like humans, that got an award as one of the top, So that's pretty ominous. One thing I would comment about enforcement and David is, he was a shepherd, and he has a lot of imprecatory prayers within the Psalms, which indicates that there was a lack of enforcement. and he was really seeking through prayer to get enforcement. Even if he was king at the time when he wrote some of those Psalms, he just wasn't able to enforce, against these wicked people. But my question is on Elijah. On Elijah, when it says, you know, the Lord wasn't in the wind, wasn't in the fire, was in the whisper. Everybody says, well, God speaks in a whisper. I don't see it that way. I see it that he spoke in a variety of ways to Elijah, mostly in the wind, mostly in the fire. And that particular time, he mixed it up. And that's not what that's saying. It's just saying he speaks in a variety of ways. Well, what's your thoughts on that?
You're right. What you're saying is, yeah, absolutely. So, again, God speaks to us in a lot of ways. Sometimes, in fact, you'll go over to Hebrews chapter 1. He tells you he speaks to the people through the Psalms. He speaks to the people through Proverbs. He speaks to the people through preachers. He speaks to the people through whirlwinds. He speaks to the people, in one case, with Balaam and the jackass. Okay. So God, you know, speaks to the people, you know, in different ways. But then he says today he speaks to us in one way, and that's through the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. But in past times, he spoke to us in many different ways.
Well, when you think about that today, you know, where it says today, if you hear my voice, harden not your heart. How would you apply that to right now? Is that kind of saying you better get with the program before it's too late? Would you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Nobody is guaranteed a tomorrow. Nobody's promised tomorrow in the Bible, right? You have a lot of people, like young guys like Craig in there, to think, well, we're going to live forever because I'm young, and I'll be around a lot longer than old Pastor Ernie. Well, maybe not, okay? Because, you see, it's not our call. It's God's call. And, you know, the time of our departure has been preset. And this is when he tells you, he warns you. You know, when you've heard that, whenever you hear the preacher giving an invitation, that he's just a messenger. God has given you another chance. But one of these days, you run out of tomorrow's. And you run out of tomorrow, sometimes today, sometimes tonight. But there comes a time for everybody when they're going to run out of tomorrows.
Yeah.
And I got to run to a break. So.
Okay. Talk to you.
Talk to you later. Be back right after this with more.
Welcome to God's world. Start here.
Miracles start here.
He'll take away your sin.
Take away your sin.
Open up your heart.
Open up your heart.
Leave your fears behind.
Leave them all behind.
You'll be living there.
You'll be living there.
Until arms open wide. was for you and I that he was crucified.
All right, we're back. Losing my voice. Did a lot of preaching today.
Yeah,
huh?
A lot of preaching.
A lot of talking. Listen, go ahead, Keith, and tell the folks about Monday again.
Okay, so Monday evening, July 18th, 7:30 p.m., Lakewood City Hall. We need your support. We'd love to see you there. 12650 Detroit Avenue, Lakewood. If you can come, if you're up to speaking. You don't need to live in Lakewood. In our last meeting, we had people from all over Northeast Ohio. So come and just tell Lakewood we're not going to stand for a city of death. So we need your and pray. Please pray for us. Get on your knees at 7:30 and pray for us. Put us on your church prayer list. God can change anybody's heart. We've seen that. He can even change Joe Biden's heart. So we need to pray for that. So please pray that it'll change the hearts of these people. So
well, you know, here again, we've been praying that the Lord would bring them to repentance. You right. see, we prayed for God to bring Biden, Pelosi, all of them to repentance. If they refuse to repent, they will perish.
Right.
And this is what we've been preaching right now. It's you know, God's word, the Bible said, apart from him, look over there in Romans chapter 3, all of us, apart from the Lord, where there were none righteous, no, not one, huh?
Right, right.
And so now, again, you know, it doesn't look to me that they're ever, it looks to me that they've been given over to complete and total depravity. They're getting worse and worse all the time. Okay. And so, you know, we have prayed that God would if they continue. If they refuse to repent, he remove them, because as long as they're alive, more children are going to die, more right. evil, more wickedness, right. more human trafficking, more people are going to die. Biden crime cartels up to their eyeballs with the drug dealers there and the human traffickers coming out of Mexico.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we would want him to remove them, those wicked, wicked people. Now, with that, let me go to Ryan in Michigan.
Hi, I thought this had some merit. You know how you hear about the speech patrol with the gender-neutral kind of thing they're trying to force on everybody's throat? But I looked at the, 2022 Hollywood movies, and listen to these titles. Catwoman, shouldn't that be Cat Person? Wonder Woman, shouldn't it be Wonder Person? Aquaman, shouldn't that be Aqua Person? The Batman, shouldn't it be the Bat Person? Listen to all these names. These movies either coming out or they're out now. The Deer King. The Northman, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Lido, Enter the Girl Dragon. And there's some that has even two, like The King's Daughter, The Woman King, Father of the Bride. It's like they have one stand, you know, they preach to everybody else not to, and look at all these things. The Duke, The Gray Man, Parallel Mothers, Mean Girls, Anchorman.
No, here's the reason for that. The Bible says, listen, the Bible tells you exactly that in the days we're living in, if you read to Isaiah chapter 32, verses 1 through 8, he refers to those that are liberal. Now, the passage is referring to the days just prior to when the Lord sets up his millennial kingdom, and he tells you, he refers to the liberal as a vile person. Now, when that was written, 2,800 years ago, when that was written, that word liberal had a positive connotation, not a negative. But let me take you there very quickly just to show you what I mean. And the reason I'm telling you this is to us, hypocrisy is repulsive. To them, it's something to be embraced. Here, the eyes of them that shall see, or not, let me go down one more verse, okay. The heart, also the rational understand knowledge, and the tongue of the stammer is ready to speak plainly. The vile person, now, shall be no more called a liberal. Now, this is when the Lord enters into the millennial kingdom. Once he enters in, the word will mean what it originally meant. But prior to that, prior to the return of the Lord to set up the millennial kingdom, a liberal, a vile person would be called a liberal. Now, the vile person shall be no more called liberal, nor the churl, okay, which is a miser, said to be bountiful. For the vile person will speak villainy, and his heart will work iniquity to practice hypocrisy and to utter error against the Lord, to make empty the soul of the hungry. He will cause the drink of the thirsty to fail. The instruments also of the churl are evil. He devises wicked devices to destroy the poor with lying words, even when the needy speaketh right. But the liberal devises liberal things, and by liberal things shall he stand. So that answers your question. They're always, look, let me give you an example. Now, you see what they just did with 60,000 military. 60,000 military people are being thrown out of the military for not taking the kill shot. But guess whose employees are not required to take the kill shot?
White House.
The White House, you're right.
The White House.
Yes.
The White House, the CDC, and Big Pharma, okay? Mm-hmm. They're not required to take the kill shot. So you go look right up on their website, and it tells you right there.
This parks my opinion, but I really think if I pointed this out to some of the Hollywood people, that they'd say, oh, I believe that that's stupid. Even though they're wicked, they're also stupid. You know, they didn't realize it.
Well, I don't know. Just because they don't know what a woman is, just because they think men can have babies, you know, after their period, and just because they put Tampax dispensers in boys' bathrooms, doesn't necessarily... Yeah, I mean, yeah, it does, too. They're stupid. You're right.
Yes.
You know, there's another verse, too, that came to mind about they accuse, and I don't know exactly, they accuse us of not... Our ways are not equal, but are their ways equal? You know which verse I mean? There's one about that, or they accuse us that our ways are not equal, but are their ways equal? And they're not. Their ways are totally unequal. I mean, they're so anti. They don't want anybody to have free. They want all these freedoms for themselves, but they don't want Christians to have any freedoms at all.
Well, that's exactly right. Again, like I said, hypocrisy to them is something. Look, I've been with them when they didn't know who I was, and they bragged. They would brag about how they convinced somebody to do something that they would never do, and they promoted this. Again, this is what liberalism all about. The wicked are becoming more wicked, and the righteous more righteous. But
it's really stupid to not believe in God anyway. I mean, it's stupid. It's only a stupid person would not believe in God. But I used to work for the government. I had a CIA class. I went to the class with the CIA. And I know how CIA might bring impressive picture to people's mind. But the girl who taught that class, she was the biggest moron I ever met in my life.
Well, I got to move on, but thanks for calling there. Let's go to none other than Pastor Hal, who's in the air.
How you doing tonight?
We're doing pretty good. I understand that you're about to overwhelm us with brilliance. Is that right?
I'm going to try. I'm praying that God do it for me, though. But listen, how long do I have?
You have got approximately 7 or 8 minutes.
Okay, good.
Hey, you can preach a whole sermon in that time.
I know. Everybody listening to the show tonight, we all want to get to heaven when we die, and there's a lot of voices out there, a lot of people telling you ways to get to heaven. You join their church or their denomination and everything else like that, but God is the final authority, and His Word tells you how to get to heaven. In John 14:6, He says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by Me." Now, that's Jesus talking. He said, "I am the way, not a way." It's not Him plus Mary, Peter, Paul, the Catholic Church, or Joe Blow, or your uncle or aunt, or anything like that. Jesus is the only one that died on the cross for you and shed his blood for you. And the Bible says in him, in Christ was all the fullness of Godhead bodily. And God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. And so when you come to Jesus Christ and you ask him for forgiveness for your sins and ask him to come into your heart as your Savior, he comes in because he said, except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. But he's given that opportunity for you to come with a repentant heart about your sin and ask him to come into your heart and save you. When Jesus died on that cross, God was allowing him to pay the payment in full for every sin you've ever done. You cannot save yourself. If you could quit sinning right now and never sin again the rest of your life, just the sins you've already done would be enough to keep you out of heaven. But the Bible says in Ephesians 1:7, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. So God loves you, but he hates your sins. God wants you to come to heaven, but he says your sins cannot come with you. And the only thing that can wash away your sins is the blood of Jesus Christ, because the blood of Christ was the blood of God himself. God's perfect, sinless blood is the only thing that can wash away your sins and mine. And the Bible says in Ephesians 2:8, for by grace are you saved through faith and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. The difference between true Christianity and all the false religions out there is every false religion out there tells you you got to do something to earn points to get to heaven with God. I don't care what it is, what denomination or what false religion. True Christianity is the only one that says there's not a thing you can do to earn your way to heaven outside of come to God and receive the finished payment Jesus paid for you to get you there. And so my job as a Christian, as a preacher, is to lead men and women to Christ. Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It also says, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, John 1:12. So if you believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood to save your soul, and you're willing to receive that payment from God Almighty through Jesus Christ and Calvary, you can pray right now, Romans 10:13, that's you asking him to come into your heart in prayer. And Revelation 3:20 also says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in. That means right now, while I'm talking to you, Jesus Christ is standing at the door of your heart. He's knocking. But only you can open up that door and let him come in for it to be a free gift. And so if you want that free gift, if you want to know you're going to heaven, you can pray a prayer right now and ask him to come into your heart. And we can even pray a prayer together. I'll lead you a few words at a time if you'd like. But even though we're praying together, it'd be directly between you and God, because only you can open up the door of your heart and let Jesus come in. And right now, he's knocking at the door of your heart. Will you open up that door right now? What do you say we pray? Oh, dear God, I believe you died on the cross and shed your blood to save my soul. And Lord Jesus, I here and now ask you to come into my heart, forgive me of my sins, and save my soul. Give me eternal life. Give me a home in heaven. Give me fellowship with you for all eternity. God, just wash away all my sins and make me a new creature in Christ right now. And thank you for giving me a home in heaven and your fellowship for all eternity. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, the Bible says if you prayed that prayer, it says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. God cannot lie. He made you a promise. That means if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, you have eternal life. God gave it to you. And nobody or anything can ever take it away from you. And so in 1 John 5:13, he said, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God. Why? That you may know that you have eternal life. And again, that's God's promise to you. So right now, tonight, if you prayed that prayer, you made the most important decision you ever make in your life. Get in touch with us. Let us know. Let us be able to rejoice with you that we're going to see you in heaven today because you heard this program tonight. God's Holy Spirit worked on your heart when you heard the message and you received Jesus as your Savior. Okay, Pastor.
All right, very good. Thank you very much. Let's go. We have how many minutes? Okay, Timothy, this has been the last call for tonight. Timothy, you're in the air. You finally get a chance to get something said.
I just wanted to say quickly, I know it's 11:49. This is some real trying times that we're in right now. And the Bible has got plenty of verses in there for the brokenhearted and the fearful. And you've said it yourself. It says, fear not, over 300 and some times, right? 300 and...
Yeah, absolutely.
to not fear. So
366 times.
Yes, 366. All right. That we, as Christians and also conservatives in our society with our government and whatnot, and as Christians, we know that the government rests upon Jesus' shoulders, and he's in charge. So we serve God, not man. And so all of our questions and all of our concerns, not fears but concerns, we take to the foot of the cross. And he's got the greatest book ever written in the King James Bible that was created in 1611, that we have to we go to that as our source for answers and for peace. And we ask the Holy Spirit to give us that peace and discernment on the things that we have. And all that we see that's going on in the world today, God sees it before we see it. And he knew it. It was going to happen long before it ever came into fruition. I wanted to leave us with three chapters and verses tonight that we should all mull upon, because we're given a charge to meditate on the word night and day that Paul said. So Matthew 20:16 says, "So the last shall be first," and they think that all Christians are last. And that says, "And the first shall be last." And the ones who are first now, who are riding upon their globalist arrogance, they're going to be last before they know it. It says, "For many are called, there few are chosen." So let's stand up for those of us that are chosen, and let's rest on what David, who was last in his family, and he ended up being King David, and he wrote Psalm 9 and Psalm 10. Psalm 9 for the righteous, Psalm 10 for the wicked. And the word never comes back void. So as you read those words tonight, before you put your head on the pillow, if you may, remember, God has the final say.
All right. Very good. Thank you very much. And God bless. All righty, folks, I want to tell you, too, on the 19th, Tuesday the 19th, the Jug County Tea Party is going to be meeting. Boy, they've got some very interesting things coming up. They're really getting ready to take it right to the enemy. And so that's at 6:30, and that's at Metzenbaum Center right there where we – Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, okay? Now also tell the folks about Monday night.
Monday night, Lakewood City Hall, 12650 Detroit, 7:30. Come and support life.
All righty. And so, again, that's about it. Those people that are not doing their job, they have lost all legitimacy. These prosecutors that refuse to prosecute these people that are committing these crimes themselves have become criminals. They themselves, you owe them absolutely no acknowledgement. You have no responsibility to legitimize anything they do. Okay, so we're out of time for tonight. So as we get to this point every night at this time, we're tired, right?
Okay. Yes.
And so we say good night.
Good night.
Good night.
God bless. Okay.
God bless.
And always, let's do it. Ready?
Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.